The news on CJOB with Richard Kluge and Julie Buckingham.
We are celebrating National Indigenous Peoples Day. We continue those stories with a very special guest, Julie.
Joining us live on 680 CJOB is Sandra Burling. She's organized a nonprofit beadwork collective. This is for incarcerated Indigenous women who are at the correctional center in Headingley. The Instagram handle is womenhelpingwomen_beadwork. Good afternoon, Sandra. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon.
How did you find your way into linking buyers of beautiful Indigenous beadwork with women that are incarcerated here at the Headingley Center, right here in Manitoba?
It really started, my daughter was dating a young Indigenous man, and his mom actually was incarcerated. And after her sending us a few gifts, this was a number of years ago, I had just asked her if she wanted to sell her beadwork. And of course, she did, and it started really small. It was just a teeny Instagram page, a little bit onto Facebook on various sites, and just promoting her beadwork. And from there, she just shared the possibilities for other ladies. So this particular nonprofit collective is just through us and the ladies. It doesn't have anything to do with the correctional center.
That's right. So you just decided to do this. So how do the women get the beads? How do you get the beadwork? How does it all work?
Well, the women get the beads as a canteen item. So they need money to purchase their beads and their thread or rings to make dream catchers. And once they're beadwork is done, they mail it to me. I speak to a variety of ladies daily. They mail it to me, and I clip threads and add hooks and rings and stage the items and put them on the Instagram page and just promote that way. And so from the sales, 100% of their money goes to them. And I just charge the customer for shipping. So I also would, you know, however they want the money. Some people want the money in their trust account. Some people want me to save the money for them. They maybe don't have somebody in Winnipeg that can hold the money for them. So I save it for them for when they're released. I buy them phone bundles. Some women, I buy them clothing for when they're released. It's a big enjoyable project.
Sandra Burling with us on 680 CJOB. Big, enjoyable project. Yes, the money is one thing. The pride, the sense of this is another thing. But I wonder how you got involved in this. And you know what? I'm thinking you're getting a lot out of this as well from a spiritual side, aren't you?
This is a really important project for me, too. It's taught me an incredible amount of information on the Indigenous people, their heritage, their culture. I had no idea. I think I was naive. And so just getting to know these ladies and their stories and their friendship, and it's been a wonderful project for me. And the support, we really try to brand ourselves as kindness, support, and of course, most of all, no judgment. So these ladies bead with pride, and they know that their beadwork is well received. And you know, there's been probably about 6 or 7 ladies who have been released, and I continue to sell their beadwork for them. I'll stop by once a week and pick up their beadwork and do the exact same thing, stage it and sell it. And our Instagram page is actually international now, and I have sold to a number of places: Australia, Northern Ireland, France. So we've really done well.
What has the reaction been from buyers when because you're very upfront? That's how I found you, was on a an Indigenous women's marketplace on Facebook, and then followed your Instagram page. And I think it's wonderful. These women get an opportunity to express their culture, maybe learn more about their culture, make that money as they look towards a new start, and have that pride in saying, I made that and I earned, you know, money for doing that, and it's appreciated. But overall, what has the reaction been when somebody finds out, hey, I'm buying this from someone who's incarcerated?
There is a lot of thank yous and a massive amount of support, kindness. You know, I think a lot of people are just grateful that these ladies aren't forgotten. You know, they're people too, who, you know what, really deserve no judgment. So the support has been incredible.
Do you see that there's an opportunity for the Correctional Service of Canada to look at, I mean, we're talking about beadwork. It could be painting. It could be making moccasins. It could be whatever. But to seize upon this and say, listen, this is an opportunity to provide culturally appropriate instruction or those kinds of skills, and allow individuals to reclaim their heritage, and perhaps they'll have more successful outcomes when they are released.
I think that would be an amazing idea. I don't know how successful the bureaucracy of the prison system may stand in the way. I'm not 100% sure. I'm very lucky. I don't have to deal with them. With anybody from corrections. So I think it would be an amazing idea. I've always wanted to, I know the men in Stony Mountain or in Headingley, they make star blankets. And I would have loved to try to sell a star blanket, but I don't have connections there. So it was really just through meeting Trilai. She's the lady who all this started. Trilai Anderson. So just through meeting her is the reason this project has started. So I'm very fortunate that I had a connection to get me in the door. And, you know, I get phone calls each week from new people who want to try to sell their beadwork. So I think I said this before, I think there's over 30 ladies now that I'm selling beadwork for.
It's an amazing story. I'm glad you didn't have to wait for the bureaucracy. Otherwise, you're right. You probably would still be waiting. In the meantime, the very best to you, to all of the women who are building their lives and making those changes one bead at a time. Thanks for sharing the story again. The Instagram handle is womenhelpingwomen_beadwork. Sandra Burling, thanks for doing what you're doing. It's really making a difference.
Thank you. Thank you for your interest, and happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Same to you. Enjoy.
The news on CJOB with Richard Cloutier and Julie Buckingham.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.